Retirement, what a great time to be alive. For many people, it's the reward of a lifetime of dedication and hard work. It's an exciting season full of possibilities, but also has its challenges. Knowing how to prepare financially and handle the complexities of retirement income can be a tricky road to navigate. This is Your Line to Retirement with your host, Kevin Alexander.
Hello, everyone. It's Kevin Alexander, and I want to thank you for joining me on my podcast called Your Line to Retirement. Since 1998, I've been helping people make common sense decisions about their retirement money and how they can enjoy the retirement they had always dreamed of. I've never met one person since 1998 who told me their goal in retirement was to wake up, watch the stock market every day, wonder if their money's going up and down, and cross their fingers and close their eyes and say a short prayer, hoping they have enough money to make it for the rest of their life. That's not a retirement anybody dreamed of. That's why I do what I do at Your Line to Retirement. We've got safe money options that help people enjoy the retirement they've always dreamed of. Draw income off the money they've saved for 30 and 40 years. It's simple, but it works. It's common sense. It's a lost art in our nation to use common sense. You're listening to Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement. You can like me on my Facebook page at Your Line to Retirement. Our website is yourlinetoretirement.com. We also have another advisor that works with us, T.W. Bess. He's in our Radford, Virginia office. If you know T.W. or you're in that area, give him a call. He's at 540-641-1905. T.W. nor myself will try to sell you anything when you come meet with us. I'm not in the sales business. I'm in the helping the people business. And it just happens to be that one of my gifts that God's given me is numbers and money and things like that. And I try to help people make common sense decisions about their money. We don't try to trick them. We don't try to confuse them. We don't try to pressure them into doing something that they don't want to do. It's your money. One of the things you got to understand in your retirement years is nobody is better at making a decision about your situation than you are. Now, I want to talk a little bit today about what's going on in our world. And I want to ask you today, is your retirement money like a virus to you? Your retirement money should not be like the coronavirus. Right now in our society, we're going through a crisis, so to speak, of the coronavirus. And for the first few months, our states and our cities and our towns and our country pretty much as a whole was shut down. Many of the governors had told their citizens of their state to just stay home. And that way we don't overload the healthcare system and the hospitals. And you know what I saw? The Americans did that. Americans are great people. There's no place like the United States of America. America's tried to obey the law. But then as the situation goes further and more information comes out and politicians talk more and the news media talks more, I kind of sense in public a shift from we're trying to be obedient, we're trying to be good citizens, we're trying to keep everybody safe, to now there's people scared to live. I go out to the store or go to a grocery store or go to Lowe's Building Supply or just go to my office, and there's very few cars out there. There's people walking around. If you want to wear a mask, that's fine. I'm not talking about that. We got to be smart. We got to use common sense. And a mask is a good idea, especially for the elderly people probably, who are probably more subject to risk than some of the younger people. But you can't be scared to live. If something like the coronavirus terrifies you and I, where we don't even want to live, where we're scared to leave the house, we're scared to leave the house. Think about that. We are the United States of America. We are the United States of America. We're not a group of people who wants to be homebound and stuck at home. We want to get out and play in our garden. We want to get out and walk around the neighborhood. We want to get out and go shopping. We want to get out and go to the movies. We are the United States of America. And I'm afraid what's happening through the virus is people are becoming fearful and getting to the point of being paralyzed and don't want to move at all. And that's not how we should live. We should live smart, use common sense, but live. You never know what day's going to be your last day. You never know which breath's going to be your last breath. You still have to live. That's how your retirement money works. If your retirement money during this coronavirus crisis we're in, if your retirement money has you paralyzed, then something's wrong. If your retirement money has you fearful, then something's wrong. If your retirement money has you scared about the future and uncertain about what's going to happen with your retirement money, then something's wrong. Your retirement money should not be acting like the coronavirus. Here's what I mean by that. Just like I said with the coronavirus, you got to use common sense. If you want to put a mask on, put a mask on. Don't go certain places. We don't need to be hugging on each other, kissing on each other, shaking hands all the time. Do a little social distancing. That's common sense. Staying at home doing nothing, scared that if you sneeze the next time you're going to die, is fear. All right, when it comes to your retirement money, as you listen to Kevin Alexander with Your Line to Retirement, you can catch this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. I put it on my Facebook page, Your Line to Retirement. We put it on our website, yourlinetoretirement.com. You can get on our email list. If you go to our website, you can sign up for our email list. All the podcasts, all my former radio shows, all my media production stuff, on my website, yourlinetoretirement.com, up in the top right corner, in the press, click on that, it'll scroll down to four or five different options there, newsletters, everything we do. We've helped people since 1998 make common sense decisions about their money, so when 2001 happens and the trade towers fall, when 2008 happens with the mortgage crisis, and when 2020 happens with the corona crisis, your money don't have a crisis. You've got to use common sense decisions in your life. We've got to do common sense. I say we because that's me as well. The investment products I talk to people about, I own myself. I'm not one of those people trying to sell you product A, but I'm over here in product B. I own what you own. But if you are nervous, uncertain, scared, terrified because you don't know what's going on with your retirement money, something is wrong. You should not live in fear during your retirement years. You should not live in fear during your retirement years. And that's what I do for people. That's what TW Best does for people. You can reach TW Best at our Radford, Virginia office, 540-641-1905. He's doing the same thing I'm doing. We're together in this. We're not selling you nothing, but when it comes to your retirement money, you have to have a foundation of safety somewhere in your retirement money. If you want to go put some of your money in the stock market, we can do that for you, and that's no problem. That's fine for long, long, long-term growth. But if you got all your money in the market or most of your money in the market and you're crossing your fingers hoping this works out, hoping that you make it the rest of your life without running out of money, hoping you don't lose a third of your money, hoping. That's no retirement strategy. See, what we got to understand is on these crises and these tribulations and tough times that we go through as America, they are going to happen. But here's the problem. We never know when they happen. Nobody woke up the morning of September 11, 2001 and said, oh, today I'm going to take my money out of the stock market because a bunch of Islamic terrorist Muslims are going to run planes into Twin Towers in New York City and send our whole country into fear. Nobody woke up that morning saying that. Nobody woke up in 2020. The stock market had been rolling for the decades of the 2010s, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. You get the drift. Nobody woke up in February and March of 2020 and said, I'm going to take all my money out of the stock market because there's this virus about to hit the whole country that's going to rock our economic system. It's going to put businesses out of business. It's going to put people into poverty. And we're going to have to spend trillions of dollars just to keep our head above water. We're going into more debt as a nation. So I'm going to pull all my money out of the market. That's not how it works. That's not reality. Hindsight's 2020. At your line of retirement, when you come into my office, are you going to TW Best office, what you're going to get is real life. I deal with real life. I don't deal with what ifs. I deal with what is. Real life. And when it comes to your retirement money, you better have some foundational money. You better have some money that does not go up and down when these crises hit. That way you can sleep better at night. That way you can have an understanding of how much income you are going to draw the rest of your life, how much money it is going to last, and you have some peace of mind to know that your retirement year is not going to be totally chaotic. Think about this, my friends. You have worked your whole life for this money. 30 and 40 years you have gone to work. You have labored. You have woke up in the morning. The alarm clock's gone off. You've punched that thing. You've screamed at that thing. You've yelled at that thing. You've thrown that thing up against the wall. And you still got up to go to work. Because that's what Americans do. They work. And most of my clients are hardworking, patriotic Americans that believe that you ought to work and provide for your family. You've done that for 30 and 40 years. You don't need some bozo financial advisor coming up to you telling you how to put all your money in the market and we're going to get some good asset allocation and stocks and bonds and mutual funds and some might go up and some might go down and this is what it's done the last 100 years. You know what I tell people? It don't matter what the stock market's done the last 100 years. And they say, why is that, Kevin? Shouldn't we go based on history? I said, so to a certain degree. But what we got to understand is I've never met anybody in my life, and I don't think you have either, that's been in the stock market every day for 100 years. And I have never met anybody who's going to be in the stock market for the next 100 years every day. Because when they show those charts, when all these fancy smancy financial advisors show you all these fancy charts and all these fancy projections, they are making the assumption that you are in the stock market every single day during that time frame, 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 years, whatever fancy smancy chart they're showing you. Oh, by the way, at your line of retirement, we got those same charts too. It's called software. It's called a computer, and we can print off the same charts. But that means you have to be in the market every... If you took your money out of the market one day, 2 days, 3 days, then that chart, you could rip it up. It ain't worth the paper it's written on. When you come to my office at Your Line to Retirement, Kevin Alexander, 540-381-4033. Go to my website, yourlinetoretirement.com. Like us on our Facebook page, Your Line to Retirement. When you come to my office, you ain't going to get 12 trees worth of paper of financial projections and hopes and dreams that may or may not happen. What you're going to get is you and your wife are going to get to sit in a chair, get something to drink. I got a big fat 6x4 foot whiteboard on my wall. I'm going to stand by that whiteboard. You're going to tell me what you got. What account you got, how much money you saved, where's it at? And then you going to tell me what your hopes and your dreams are for retirement. And then we're going together, not me selling you something, not me telling you what you have to do, not me telling you if you don't do this, you've lost your mind. Together, we're going to walk through your situation. I will hold your hand. I will be your coach. But you and your wife are going to make the decisions because it's your money. Don't ever let somebody force you into a decision you don't want to make. Whether you're buying a car, whether you're buying a house, whether you're investing your money, whether you're buying a couch at the furniture store, nothing, anywhere. You are the best ones to make your decision about your financial future. And together, we're going to go through your situation, and I'm going to show you options that we've been showing people since 1998. The banks don't believe in them. Stockbrokers don't believe in them. But I'm here to tell you when 9/11 happens, when 2008 happens, when 2020 happens, and the people in the stock market are going crazy and they can't figure out what's going to happen, when it's going to come back, how it's going to come back, how much it's going to come back, and they're pulling all their hair out, most of my clients are enjoying their retirement years. That's what you're supposed to do in retirement. Together, we will put your situation on my whiteboard. You will tell me your hopes and dreams for retirement, and then we will walk through it together. And you will have a strategy that you picked, that you're comfortable with, not that Kevin sold you, not that TW sold you picked, that you're comfortable with, that you feel good about. That's what you'll get at Your Line to Retirement. You should not live in fear in your retirement years. The coronavirus should not cripple you and scare you to death to live on a personal basis and go out in society. Your retirement money, how it's invested, should not have you so terrified right now that you're paralyzed and feel like there's no hope for tomorrow. Come get you some hope for tomorrow. Come enjoy the retirement you always dreamed of. Give me a call, Kevin Alexander, 540-381-4033. T.W. Bass in our Radford, Virginia office, 540-641-1905. YourLineToRetirement.com. Like us on our Facebook page at Your Line to Retirement. Give us a call. Shoot us an email. Come by and see us. Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement. Thank you for listening today. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Until I talk to you next time, have a great retirement.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Line to Retirement. For more information, call Kevin at 540-381-4033 or visit yourlinetoretirement.com. Licensed insurance professional, respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. Kevin Alexander or anyone associated with Your Line to Retirement does not give any legal or tax advice. Managed money accounts and investments are offered solely through Alexander Advisory Services, LLC.